Well, we're back. I heard something a little while ago. I've got a repeat. I was Pup Corey and I were, I forget what we were doing, but anyway, he was on the computer.
Probably smoking pot.
No, actually, we weren't. But
why you were out that night?
Oh, that was the night we went out. Yeah,
so you had a few
that
beers.
Was fun, but no, this was before that. And he found some website that covers like even gay. It's mainly a gay. He's into a lot of the Wiccan type things and spiritual type things. And this is a Zodiac website, and it covers like gay relationships and such. And it talked about, and I had to laugh because you can mate like yourself with whoever. And for those who don't know, Master and Sir are both Leos.
Yep, so and hold on.
As you know, Leo the Lion. Think about it. But this is what this website said, and I have to laugh about it. This is when two Leos get together. Of all loving couples, you easily make the most striking pair. In fact, this relationship has all the potential of a royal mating. When the king and queen are together, heads turn.
That's us.
Playful and full of warmth. You have fun being together. You are both romantic, passionate, colorful, and exuberant about life and love. You also share the libido that is sky high.
Yeah.
You share an active social life and enjoy creating opportunities to see, be seen. No, that's not you two.
No, not
and,
them.
And time out and make the scene. Oh, would that be you, Master? Both of you need a tremendous amount of affection and adoration. So much that the relationship can become challenged to a breaking point if you both focus on your own needs too much. Oh, so you got to remember that, Master.
It's all about me.
Yep. For a successful union, you have to remember the golden rule. Treat your mate as you would like to be treated yourself.
More sex.
Approval of each other. Recognition and encouragement will go a long way to keep the relationship happy. The main question is this mating is who is going to be in charge? It's the main question.
So now you and is it not done? Sorry,
when two are large egos fill the same space, you become an interesting combination of grand lovers and furious rivals. Boy, is that true or what?
I don't have an ego.
But you
have
know,
an ego.
What is funny? What is funny with it's that, so though? We have, I can truly say, we've been together just over 3 years.
Are you still talking? No, just kidding.
Wow.
And we have not had that many arguments.
Oh, fuck off! We've had more arguments in the year than I have had with Sheila, our entire relationship.
Because she was afraid of you, and she wouldn't stand up to you. So fuck you. But what I'm saying, no, most of the time, really.
And that's it for the show. Turn his mic off.
No, but I mean, no, usually it's about something that is serious. If it's something we argue about, we deal with it, and it's done.
What? Yeah, I know, that's true.
And we have found our yin and our yang. There's certain, we know, I mean, I think what helps us is that
this one over here is just, oh, God, look at him. Go on.
But I think what helps us is that we have time away, apart from each other, to do our own little thing, to have our own space, to let go if we need to and stuff, and knowing that...
Now you're getting a strange look on your face,
somebody's
Master.
Not going to judge or bitch or whatever.
What, I judge and bitch?
Yeah.
Good, as long as you're aware of it.
And so do I. But
no.
I the difference between you and I is that I don't mind being alone. I don't mind my time away, as you are not... that comfortable with that aspect.
I think
of
it's
it.
Just because I'm hungry and horny.
There's always food ready for you.
I know. Thank you so much.
The place is always clean and ready and piped up by me or the boys.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you are fucking pampered.
No, I'm not. Did you see what I had to do this weekend just to get a meal? I had to put in a whole tub.
No. You got to do that because you wanted to make me happy and shut me up. So, you see, it all works.
So now we know who the king and the queen are, right?
I have no qualm in saying that I am a queen.
I can't say either.
At the proper time and place.
Both ways.
And I know when something has been done wrong and it needs to be fixed.
We're not even going to go there.
I'm kidding. But no.
You. So what are you comparison to this relationship from what you're reading?
What I'm reading? Well, I'm an Aquarius.
This is the dawning of the age of a...
And it's interesting what this site said about it. I got to find it.
Though. Okay, hold so on. You looked that up.
No, it's right here.
Okay. Age of Aquarius. Okay, right got to get that. Oh.
Where did I see it?
You know what? I have Joseph. Is he on?
I don't think...
No, not yet. Yeah. Joseph isn't on yet. I don't think he is. Here we go. I was going to see if this is one that...
So what we're doing is you're looking on a website. We're not going to advertise the website, but it, basically what it is, it's like a horoscope. That's what I call them, horoscopes, individuals and how they relate to each other and such, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So you said that Sir Mark and I are both Leos.
Yeah, this is true. I never read this one about me.
Okay, go ahead. Let's hear it.
It says, Aquarius love traits are unique in nature. This is a love match part of it, but I never read that. And Aquarius relationships can be quite unorthodox. Nah, really? You require a lover who is capable of stimulating your intellect as well as your passion. Generally, you prefer intellectual companionship to long-term commitment. For you easily become bored. It's for the reason that Aquarians often enter relationships with other Aquarians, which I never thought of that. But the most compatible zodiac signs are. So that really doesn't say too much about me.
No. Okay.
Other than the fact that I do agree, I like.
So if you put a Leo and an Aquarius together, what happens?
That's what I was going to look for.
Yeah, this should be interesting.
Aquarius and Leo love match. Okay. Leos often strikes horoscope. The two of you like a bolt. Love often strikes the two of you. This is a Leo and Aquarius.
Okay.
Like a bolt out of the blue. You gravitate towards each other like magnets with opposing charges. While one of you cares about humanity in general, the other tends to be more self-oriented. No, no shit, really? They can... They can
what, lead. We're both self-oriented?
No.
You're not an Aquarius. So you need to shut up.
Well, he's the same way. They can, that is not to the extreme you are, though, Master. He can lead to... Oh, this can lead to accusations of selflessness versus impersonality. Some of this doesn't make sense. Leo in particular has a desire to live an extravagant life, but generosity and kindness are a saving grace.
Yes, extravagant. That's that.
They'd like to be extravagant, but they cave to helping others over the extravagance is basically what it's saying.
What?
They would like to be extravagant.
I have no problem eating ravioli out of a can.
If you can both humor each other's need to be true to themselves, it can provide a way out of conflict.
There you go.
It's important that you both make a heartfelt commitment to serve others together. This is about a Leo and an Aquarius
yeah.
together.
Well, okay. we do. What are the radio shows? Well, what
exactly,
are the other things that we do?
Which will allow you to share in expressing the highest love a couple can offer humanity. The two of you together are the stronger force for good than either of you could be alone. You
can what about both, the forces of evil?
You can both be rebellious. There we go. But the foundation for the relationship is mutual respect for each other's talents. You feel that your partner is the one person who truly appreciates how unique and special you are.
It's true.
It is true.
What?
We're not talking about me again, are we?
No.
Oh, that's why I wasn't. That's why I wasn't listening.
The word "true" was there. No, I'm joking. What happened, Master? What'd you do?
Something with my balls. It felt like someone just bit him.
He pissed the queen off.
Oh,
I pinched him.
Ouch.
I've never pinched my balls like that.
Really?
It kind of hurt.
Did it make you hard, sir?
Yes.
Pop Kalen's making me hard now.
Is he?
Pup Kalen is. How is he doing that, sir?
Oh, Pup Kalen and I have had this This thing.
Oh, yes. It's like they flirt.
What about Pep Aces? Is he working?
This weekend, I know that.
I'm not sure. I think he was doing something with some show.
So we know he participated in the puppy contest.
Yes, I wanted to talk to him on the show about that. I'm going
to
see.
That's what made it come up to me. I'd love to see him in the chat room.
I'm going to get him on.
Went on in Toronto last weekend. Which contest was it actually?
It was the first puppy contest.
First annual
puppy contest in Toronto to find a winner to go and represent Toronto for the International Puppy Contest next year, which is going to be Pup Killing. You got to help me here. I know there's
The one that's going to be in Florida or the one in Texas or where?
Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Tampa Bay one. Tampa Bay, Florida.
There was something else that changed too, Mark. Keep going.
Anyway, that's what it was. Last weekend. It was quite fun. Well, don't want to talk too much about it because.
Right. What would they call the actual title, though? What was the actual contest?
Toronto Pup.
Toronto Pup. That was it.
Toronto Leather Pup, I think. I'm pretty sure. Eastern Canada Leather Serve Boy Competition, the weekend, is now Thursday, March 28th through Sunday, March 31st this year.
In March?
Yeah. So, look at you. Yeah, we already know that we can't run together, so.
Yeah, but they said, no, they did not say we can't run as a couple. We could both run.
No, you're American. You're official.
They changed that as far as where do I reside the most, which would be here.
Did they change it?
For you, they changed it, sir.
I don't know if it was for me, but.
They did change it, sir.
We'll have to look at it.
That's Tampa Bay.
It came by where you reside, not where you. So, anyway, they did change it, sir.
Who the hell? Is that Pup?
Pup Corey you were chatting with, sir.
Who's, yeah, I think. Oh, okay. I think I just got Joseph's number. There we go. Okay, wow, you know what time it is, eh?
It's 7 o'clock already.
Frig. Wow, this for as exhausted as we all are, that went really fucking fast.
Well, thank you, Borneo, for a great job this weekend, and it's great to have you back.
Not well planned, just because of being. Next week will be better planned.
What next week?
Plans? What are plans?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We'll probably be doing more remodeling next week.
You're not here next week. Well, you got
to. I'm going to be back for Sunday.
Are you
by the way, for all interested. You can go on Facebook and go BuffaloGayBingo.com. It's a great organization that I participate and volunteer with. Every second Saturday of the month, we have bingo that we run. It's ran by some drag queens in the Buffalo area. It's now at Westminster Church, which is on Delaware Avenue. It's a lot of fun. They go cuckoo crazy. No, the drag queens really do. Master and Sir have been there, and it's very entertaining.
Just make sure you bring some coolers.
Yes.
Hide it in the bag. Yeah. Get drunk and hide.
And be there early. It starts at 7. We're generally sold out by 6 o'clock at the latest, so come early. But look it up on Facebook. All the money goes to support any AIDS and HIV affiliated organizations that need help. Nobody makes money on this. 100% of what we keep is given away to the community, so it's a good cause. That's next Saturday night. Look it up on Facebook. Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Then three of us will be back, and we're going to get into the next show.